Yeah, I suppose where it is it's good for us to go again unbeaten this season, do you know what I mean, and maintain that run. I think we were 3-1 up and we got back into a 3 each and we made hard work of it in the end. But, you know, Letterkenny games against Cockhill, they always want to try and beat us and stuff. So I'm happy with the win and delighted that we're going to represent Donegal and go into the FAI Intermediate. I suppose your flip side is that I'm disappointed that we're the only two teams that actually went forward to represent the league, and which means we had to play against each other, which means there's only going to be one team coming out of Donegal now into the last 64 or 32.
Garvin Friel, your top scorer today with 3. It's going through a great vein of form.
Yeah, I mean, Garvin, credit to him. Like, I mean, he just keeps at it and keeps at it. I think he hit the bar just before he got his hat-trick and stuff. You know, he's a young boy, he's 24, he works hard, and he gets his just rewards. He puts himself about, he does unselfish running, he links up, he brings people in, he constantly working. He hasn't played now for, I mean, he mustn't have played for at least 2 or 3 weeks now after the Inter-Pro, so, I mean, we came back off the back of that there, a few people a bit rusty, but it's good to see him coming back in and getting a hat-trick today. All credit to him.
You've mentioned on a number of occasions that there are people playing Ulster Senior League that are capable of playing at a higher level. I'm sure he's one of them that you have in mind.
Yeah, him, Malachy McDermott, Jerry Gill, Jimmy Bradley, you know what I mean? And other players, like, you know what I mean, for definite in the team. I think on any day, I think we're a match for anybody, and whether it be League of Ireland, First Division, and we've shown it against even Drogheda, you know what I mean? We just ran out of steam in the end. So, no, I mean, that's what it's about. If these boys want to progress and they want to do well, then I'm not going to stand in their way. But I suppose it depends what happens now come the next season and who's going to be in charge of Finn Harps and who wants to take over.
In relation to this Intermediate Cup, you've been on a great run last year. Would you hope to do something similar this year?
Yeah, I suppose what it is one game at a time, and I think over the last 3 or 4 years we haven't been lucky in terms of the draw. I think we've played Cumberland United 3 times now, or 2 or 3 times, and we've played Malahide United and we've played some top teams. So I suppose if you get a home draw, you know, well then maybe 1 or 2 home draws along the way, you're into the quarterfinals then, and you're going okay. Maybe, you know, we could get a bit of momentum going here, and you're adding 1 or 2 players into the squad as well for the new season, and you're bringing them in. So yeah, I mean, anything can happen. I suppose it depends on who we get. And I mean, I think we've been lucky to avoid a draw away from down in Cork over the last few years. So I hope they don't put the blight on us this year, having to travel down there. But I think if we get somebody at home, we'll take anybody at home. So we'll go from there.